A little bit on hockey side, I got to be the kind of the Mike Wilner for the Toronto Maple Leafs, along with Mark Osborne on Leafs Nation pre and post game, and you name it, covering the NHL. And Ozzy joining us this morning. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing great, and I share and echo the same sentiments as Mike Wilner. I mean, it was almost like, wow, he actually said the same thing that I feel. Is always a pleasure to be on with you, Gord.
Well, it's you know, that's very big of you as well, because you know, once I got you fired a couple of weeks ago from the media stuff, I was really happy you caught on with that new job with the LA Kings.
I know. Was it something that I had said?
Just wore me down generally.
Okay.
That was it. So first we should let people know, congratulations. We've talked about it off air for a few weeks, but it was a phenomenal and enjoyable ride, but then something came out of the blue for you.
Well, it absolutely did. And again, with accepting this position with the Los Angeles Kings on the pro scouting end of things, really did when I was approached, you know, a little while ago, just over a month ago, it really kind of got some juices flowing. I became intrigued with the possibility, and as we went down the road with you know, what it involved and some of the things that I felt really meshed with some of what I felt is a niche for me, giftedness, whatever you want to call it, only time will tell.
Well, I believe you're gifted, that's for sure.
And so with the organization, with where they're at, with the Los Angeles Kings, I mean, winning a couple of Stanley Cups in the last number of years, and primed and wanting to go and you know, be primed for another cup run, it was just a lot of variables that really excited me. And as I kind of tweeted the other day, I can't believe I'm actually excited to go to training camp. But that's what happens when you are no longer a player, but you've taken on a new role with a new chapter unfolds for me in life, so to speak.
Now, are you recommending trades like Nazem Kadri for Drew Doughty or something like that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that certainly would be something that would not go anywhere near me. And yet, it's kind of funny, though, that as you know, you and I have watched the Maple Leafs for many years, and, you know, you become, well, I mean, there are things that you like about players and things that you don't like about players, and now that'll be part of what I'll be evaluating as I, you know, report to Dean Lombardi and the rest of the Los Angeles Kings on player evaluations as they, you know, slot players, and whether it's for trades or free agency or all of the above, you know, it's going to be an interesting journey, a learning curve, and yet I'm excited with the whole prospects. And yes, I might even take some of your opinions on players, which will only better me as doing what I'll do.
You will go far. You will go far then. It's you've only been a few weeks, and I know, so when you talk about the LA King organization off the ice, and certainly that's been the big story with the Toronto Maple Leafs, is the moves they've made off the ice, and general managers and you name it. What is it, when beyond the players like Drew Doughty and that, but the structure and the things they do, that you look at it and are big way responsible for these two Stanley Cups in recent years?
I mean, I don't think that you go any further than looking over the past, or whether it's the Islanders of the early 80s, whether it's the way the Oilers, you know, played, the Blackhawks, the Kings. I mean, all of the teams that have had success over the course of our generation. I mean, there are some common threads that go in and out of organizations. Of course, if you look at Dean Lombardi, and now Dean's obviously going to be the architect of the World Cup USA team, but attention to detail, organized, passionate. If you would have gone on NHL.com and listened to his press conference in regards to checking your ego at the door, it's all about team, and it's certainly just... There are a lot of things that resonate for me and with me when it comes to playing the game, trying to have success, priding yourself on things that make, you know, great players why they're great, or average players become solid players. I mean, it comes down to a lot of intangibles that involve character. I mean, you certainly do have to have skill, Gord, but there are some other contributing factors. And so As I get to know the organization, you look around from whether it's Rob Blake or Luke Robitaille, I mean, NHL Hall of Famers, Cup winners. That really does speak for itself, and I'm just really excited to hear that they want to win, and that's just part of their DNA and makeup, and of course every organization wants to do it, but some have learned to do it in a way that has left some other teams behind, so to speak.
Mark Osborne joining Gord Stellick on Sportsnet 590 The Fan, and it's you no longer get paid to offer your opinions on the Toronto Maple Leafs, but let's pretend it's like 3-4 weeks ago, and looking ahead to the upcoming season and keys you see in a team or what intrigues you if they're going to make this step and get back on track?
Well, there's obviously a lot of things that we've all concurred with that there are factors that have already evolved over the course of this summer that I think everybody is excited about, and that certainly, you know, begins behind the bench. You know, is there, you know, arguably, you know, one of the best coaches in the National Hockey League? I mean, Olympic gold, Stanley Cup. You look at Mike Babcock's resume from when he began coaching. I mean, go all the way back to when he broke on the scene with the Anaheim Ducks. I mean, he took them to the Stanley Cup final, and so that is a great thing. I mean, Leafs have had great coaches over the course of time, but I think, you know, Mike does bring that. Again, much like I mentioned with the things that interest me or excite me about the LA Kings, I share the same sentiments in regards to Mike Babcock and his approach to the game. I mean, it is the game. It's attention to detail, but it's beyond that. And when you hear him talk about people, when you hear him talk about character and what it means to be a Toronto Maple Leaf, that can't help but excite Leaf fans that you'd think that they're going to go in the right direction with Mike behind the bench. And yeah, they've... What I've liked also, and while you and I have always disagreed whether this is a teardown or a rebuild, the players like a Mitch Marner, the Morgan Rileys, the William Nylanders, I mean, they're starting to develop a base that I think that they could actually effectively, in years to come, it's not going to come immediately, but in years to come, to put a product on the ice that's going to have some real good players that, you know, hopefully, or not really hopefully, because I don't really care right now, but that they can build. And so with all kidding aside, you know, whether you played for a certain organization or you have your heart in one particular place, you know, we're all equally hoping for the best for each organization, but not so much when you look at the Eastern Conference, and yet they're on the right steps moving forward.
You know, it's just, and the LA Kings have been great at that, creating environments where guys have, you know, thrived at different positions, whether it's a Gabra coming over a trade deadline deal a couple of years ago, you know, the right slot that way. And I'm curious, you mentioned Mike Babcock, of course, Phil Kessel gone to Pittsburgh, but a guy like Dion Phaneuf and how, you know, look at Giordano in Calgary for a best case scenario, but how he can be the best that Dion Phaneuf can bring. What would be the keys there if you're Mike Babcock?
Oh, well, you know what? Again, I would look at it and saying, I don't know if reclamation project is the correct or accurate term to use on Dion Phaneuf, but there's going to have to be a rebuilding of Dion Phaneuf, not only from an emotional but a personal standpoint, because I think that when Dion found out that he was close to getting traded and all those types of things, I mean, that certainly would have been a hard thing to swallow. Listening to all the talk about his captaincy being removed and all those types of things, I mean, all of us or all of the players, when you scratch away the exterior, there's an interior that I'm sure would have taken quite a beating being the captain of this hockey club over the last number of years. So, you know, that's first and foremost as far as just, you know, some of the elements that he brings as a player. I think they've tried to get that out of Dion. Randy Carlyle certainly tried. Ron Wilson, I'm not sure what his approach was to structure in the defensive type of game, and yet it seems like that's part of what Mike Babcock is going to try to instill, not only with Dion, but with the likes of a Roman Polak, a Stefan Robidoux, and then, of course, your young players like a Jake Gardner or a Morgan Rielly on the back end.
Or last one before I let you go. You've always been a Blue Jays fan, and I haven't chatted with you as much, but you got to be enjoying the ride. What's especially impressed you?
Well, I've only become a Blue Jay fan because as you and I started working together a number of years ago, I saw your passion for this team and your strong opinions as to what they're doing wrong. And so I immediately jumped on the bandwagon with everybody else in the city. When your neighbor, Alex Anthopoulos, pulled an unbelievable coup by not only getting Tulowitzki, but David Price. And so what's there not to like, Gord, when you're winning? Like, isn't it all about winning? And so I'm right there with you. The Jays continue to win. And it is really exciting, though, like beyond the surface stuff, that they're a legitimate contender right now. The way that they hit and do all the things, and maybe maybe Gibbons a couple of things, your ability to manage at the minor level.
Well, we're losing you a little bit there, but the Leafs were not winning last year, but it certainly was fun and winning having you on the air and doing the shows. And I know we'll keep in touch on air and off air, but all the best and congratulations on the new job with the Los Angeles Kings.
Yeah, sounds good, Gord. Always a pleasure, and look forward to it as well.